Welcome into the Jaguars.com film room. Today, we're going to look at the most important position on the field, quarterback, and Blake Bortles. The definition of a franchise quarterback, in my mind, is one who makes those around him better. And Blake Bortles made everybody better this year. Let's take a look. But before making those better around him, he has to be able to make routine plays look routine, and Blake was doing that this past year. A simple underneath throw to T.J. Yeldon last year might not have been on the mark. This year, the routine started to look routine, and when you have routine plays like this, the weapons can turn them into big plays like T.J. did against Tennessee in Nashville. Another play that I would say it has to look routine. A deep in route to A-Rob. Look at the pocket for Blake. When you have a pocket like that, it needs to look routine. And it did for Blake Bortles. There's still room for improvement, but those are the signs you needed to see in the second year. Now let's move on to making those better around him. When Blake hits his plant foot, he's got pressure in his face. Sheldon Richardson is getting inside of Luke Jokel, but look at what he does. Slides his feet, adjusts, outside the pocket, establishes feet once again, and makes a great throw to A-Rob, who's getting covered by Darrell Revis, making those around him better. Against the Baltimore Ravens, a high, hot snap by Wisniewski, but Blake handles it. Now, once he moves the pocket, a design move, he's got Marquise Lee in the flat, wide open. Take it, right? Well, he's got patience. He's waiting for A-Rob to get open deep on the touchdown throw. Now, this is a throw that's on the run. That's probably one of the strong points of Blake Bortles. Accuracy on the run, making those around him better. Against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, pressure, he feels it. Maybe doesn't have to escape the pocket completely, but he does anyway, extending the play. And it becomes scramble rules. You see Brian Walters there? Blake was directing traffic by pointing. And then he throws to Brian Walters. Again, making those around him better. Against the Houston Texans in January, major pressure coming from the left side. Look at the job that Blake does evading the pressure. And you remember the hard lesson that he had to learn earlier in the year about awareness of the line of scrimmage? Well, he learns on this one. He gets the defenders to draw up and then floats a pass over their heads to A-Rob. Look at A-Rob. Catch the ball, get his head around, see an opening, put on the jets. That's a big play. Again, making those around him better. And for our last play, Thursday night football, the new uniforms, Julius Thomas one-on-one against the linebacker. That's a mismatch. He identifies it and delivers it. The importance of this is the improvement in his red zone production as the season wore on. That's critical for a quarterback. And a great job by Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles had a tremendous jump in year two. Now, the completion percentage stayed about the same, right at 58%. You'd like to see that go up coming up this year. The other area, on third down, his completion percentage was only 50.7%. Two areas you want to see improve for Blake Bortles. But the one area you might not expect to see improvement on, 35 touchdown passes. If that number comes down a little bit, that's okay, as long as the interceptions also come down.